You can't talk horse sense to a mule. That'd be a liberal. You can't talk to a liberal with anything that kind of reeks of realism. And they don't like real. I mean, they have their own opinion. Joe Biden says, I'm not in favor of capital punishment, so I'm going to commute the sentences to all the terrorists and all the bad people and the murderers and the rapists because I don't agree with capital punishment. 60% of all Americans do, though. So it's just another Democrat thing, another liberal thing. Your opinion doesn't matter unless it matches mine. How dare you have an original thought? It's not nice. Oh, and how dare you be the majority? My, my, my. A bunch of, I said mules, I should have said jackasses, but I'm being polite today. Hey, capital punishment is the death penalty, capital punishment, judicial, homicide. All kinds of words for it. It's a state-sanctioned killing of a person as punishment for a terrible crime. That's what it is. It's an execution. People go to death row and they become dead. They get executed. I mean, that's just the deal. Crimes that are punishable by death, such as murder, assassination, mass murder, child murder, aggravated rape, terrorism, all of these are bad things. And there has to be a consequence, has to be a penalty. Oh, but put them in jail forever. But it costs a whole bunch of money. And they get to terrorize family members of the victims that they killed with emails and letters. And it goes on for a whole bunch of years. And wow, that's not right. I mean, if you have a mad dog has killed people, what do you do with him? He's foaming at the mouth. You're going to put him in a cage. And if he ever gets out, by the way, he'll kill somebody again. But you put him in a cage and you keep him alive until he dies of old age. Really? No, no, no. It's goodbye, dog. I mean, you need to do it for the dog's sake as well. I mean, capital punishment is a good thing. Oh, what if you get the wrong guy? DNA now? Come on. You won't get the wrong guy. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't believe in capital punishment. Like I said, more liberal stuff. I mean, death penalty is a good thing. I know it sounds barbaric, but think it through. It's not so bad. The Biden administration has been doing what they can to stop Trump or to hurt Trump. Because again, you know, that's what they do. Trump is in favor of the death penalty, and Biden says, well, I'm going to, you know, make sure that he can't put any of these bad guys down. And now, with regards to the border, Biden says, Trump is coming, sell off anything that is around with regards to the wall. All the parts and the pieces, get rid of them quickly. I mean, it's just the scorched earth policy. He's doing that. And then Trump, the other day, he jumped into this budget. The budget was 1,500 pages. 1,500 pages of nonsense. People were voting on it, and people hadn't even read it. And so Trump got 90% of it gone. 90% of it gone. Ended up being a slim 120-page document with basic necessities, you know, like disaster relief and help for farmers and so on. So that's a good thing. I mean, his Dodge team helped him with that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to everything's going to happen. Now, it's going to be a good year. Now, with regards to Canada, Trump continues to needle the Prime Minister of Canada. And you know, he's saying, I have an aggressive offer to acquire Canada. I want to buy Canada. And he's doing a lot of things. He wants to own Greenland. He wants to own the canal in Panama. And he'd like to own Canada. He's saying Canada could become the 51st state, and all you people now that live there, you know, your dollar will be stronger, and you have the Constitution to look after you, and our health care is better because yours is broken and so on. He's cute. He's fun, that old Trumpster. And what do people think about it? I've talked to a lot of Canadians, and many of them say, you know, never. And many, many of them say, yes, please. But those who say, yes, please, they want the West and the East divided. They want the West to be a state and the East just to kind of stay there. Because for the most part, in the 905 and the 416 and the 514 area codes, they're commie people, pretty much. And they vote left. So if you brought them into America, would it be better? I don't know. But it's a fun thing to talk about, at least. So, hey, y'all come back and we'll talk about it again someday. 51st state, blah, blah, blah. See ya.